Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to, cut through the noise and really get to what's important. And today we're exploring something I think resonates with, well, pretty much anyone who's thought about their home or their community: real estate. But we're not just saying location, location, location again. We want to go a bit deeper than that. Our source for this deep dive is a document. It's titled Local Factors in Real Estate Decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And it has this subtitle that, honestly, it really grabs you. Real estate near me. Local factors drive buyer decisions.
Right. It's very direct.
It is. It sets a really clear focus, doesn't it? And it makes you ask, okay, what exactly are these local factors? I mean, beyond the obvious things like, schools or crime rates, why are these things pushed so hard as the main drivers?
Yeah.
So our mission today is basically to peel back those layers, try and find the maybe surprising connections between those tiny local details and the big real estate choices people make.
And what's really fascinating, I think, is how this document sort of sidesteps the big, the broad market talk.
The headlines, yeah.
Exactly. The interest rates, the national inventory figures, all that stuff gets headlines. But this paper highlights something profound and honestly often overlooked.
Oh, which is?
That real estate is fundamentally hyper-local. It really is.
Hyper-local, okay.
It's all about understanding the specific, you could say, microeconomic ecosystems of individual communities. And these often move very differently compared to the national trends we hear about.
Right. So one town could be booming while the next one over is stagnant, regardless of the national picture.
Precisely. So that subtitle, Local Factors Drive Buyer Decisions, It isn't just a catchy phrase. It's really the core insight.
Mm-hmm.
Real estate choices, when you boil it down, they're intensely personal,
mm-hmm.
and they're incredibly specific to a place.
So it pulls our focus away from just looking at the big market report.
Exactly. It directs us right onto the nuances of a specific neighborhood, its unique ecosystem. That's where you find the maybe less obvious drivers.
And understanding that nuanced view, why is that so critical for our listeners?
Well, it's crucial whether you're, say, actively looking to buy or sell right now, or even if you just want to be, better informed about the forces shaping your own community. It changes how you see things.
Makes sense.
So circling back to that really core idea from the document, It just hammers home that real estate decisions are, at their heart, so personal and so tied to a specific geography.
Not just numbers on a national chart.
Not at all. It's about seeing that complex web of local stuff, things that go way beyond the broad market stats.
Mm-hmm.
It really pushes us to look closer, doesn't it? At the unique character, the specific data points of one place.
Right. So, okay, let's connect that directly to the listener then. What does all this actually mean for you? Whether you're maybe thinking about a move soon or maybe you're just trying to get a handle on the market right around you.
It means shifting your perspective, really.
Okay, so given this whole focus, this idea that local factors drive buyer decisions, here's something to think about. What specific things, maybe even unexpected things, in your immediate area, right around you, what might be quietly shaping property values or desirability?
Yeah, the subtle stuff.
Exactly. Things that aren't maybe obvious right away when you just glance around. It's maybe something worth observing, perhaps, next time you're walking around your own neighborhood. What are those unique local drivers?